A new album by Jay-Z is out this week. Jay-Z is one of hip-hop's most prolific and financially successful artists. This release, The Blueprint 3, is his 11th solo album in 13 years. Reviewer Oliver Wang says that even this far into his career, Jay-Z is still finding ways to stay on top.
In a minute-long TV ad made to promote The Blueprint 3, Jay-Z glides through a photo shoot, restaging every iconic pose from his previous 10 album covers. We are, yeah, I said it, we are. This is Rock Nation, pledge your allegiance. Get your boutiques on, all black everything. Black cars, all black everything. The commercial is all about reminding people where Jay-Z's been. There's even a song called Reminder on The Blueprint 3. However, elsewhere, Jay flips things around, urging listeners to stop dwelling on his past. Don't be mad, cause it's all about progression. Loiterers should be arrested. I used to drink Cristal, them f***ing racist. So I switched gold bottles on to that space. You gon' have another drink or you just gon' babysit. On to the next one, somebody call a waitress. If Jay-Z can't decide if he wants to focus on the past or the future, he's clear on where he stands in the present. The Blueprint 3 is well-versed in contemporary pop trends, though not always in a friendly manner. The album's first single, DOA, Death of Auto-Tune, critiques the ubiquity of the voice-altering software in today's pop music. This is anti-auto-tune, death of the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes, this ain't for sing-alongs. This is Sinatra at the opera, bring a blonde. Despite his disdain for auto-tune, Jay isn't anti-pop. Indeed, now that he's signed multi-million dollar deals with music promoters such as Live Nation, he's more of a global entertainer than ever, and he knows it. The Blueprint 3 is easily one of his most commercially savvy albums to date, aiming for relevance in Walmart kiosks, Hollywood clubs, and Brooklyn bodegas alike. It helps that the songs are generally brighter, less violent, and less drug-themed than past efforts. Jay also invites current 15-minute famers such as Drake and Kid Cudi. But nowhere is the album's populist ambitions as clear than in its dance-friendly, electronic-infused rhythms. All kinds of minimalist beeps, burps, and claps bump alongside huffing synthesizer vamps and blaring banks of horns. The Blueprint 3 is Jay-Z's strongest release in recent years, though overall it would only rank somewhere in the middle of his catalog. It lacks the singular cohesion of the original Blueprint album, and Jay-Z's once unrivaled flow sounds more pedestrian at times. There's also the matter of basing a song around Alphaville's 1984 hit, Forever Young, a move that says anything but forever or young.
Hey, may the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. But we ain't even thinking that far. You know what I mean? So we living life like a video. Where the sun is always out and you never get old. And the champagne's always cold and the music's always good. And the pretty girls just happen to stop by in the hood.
To be fair, this is his 11th release. And at this point, Jay-Z has attained the rap equivalent of Bruce Springsteen or U2 status. Each new album aspires to be an event, though it becomes harder to reinvent yourself when you're this deep into a career. That's why The Blueprint 3's broad appeal is a powerful statement in its own right. Jay-Z has outlived, literally and figuratively, so many of his peers, yet in what could have easily been the twilight of his recording days, he's still standing, still striving, still shining.
The new CD from Jay-Z is called The Blueprint 3. Our reviewer Oliver Wang is an assistant professor of sociology at California State University, Long Beach. He runs the audio blog soulsides.com.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please hold your applause. For I just applied logic. Keys, open doors. Now a balcony, opera, black tux, binocular.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.